Well, we, as Life in Balance, have been touring the country back and forth, and we realized that we want to focus a little bit, our attention a little bit more on our own region, our own backyard, Pittsburgh. And we were looking for a way to get involved with what was happening here in the city. And so we were at a Christmas party at Friends of the Riverfront this past December, and Amy came up with the concept of, well, this looks like a good group of people to get involved with. They're involved with cleaning up the rivers, and they're involved with doing a million different things that's going underneath the radar somewhat. Let's see if we can do a fundraiser for them. And Amy will take it from there.
Well, we wanted to bring people together in Pittsburgh. The arts, the music, ecology, just bring it all together and celebrate our waters and our connection with each other. That's basically it. And that was in December, and it organically came together. Mary and Myrna, Mary Wilson and Myrna Newman, and Tom Baxter, pretty much, and Danielle Kamarine, they organized it, and then we asked Sue Powers to come along, and she brought in the artists. She was connected to a lot of the environmental artists, and that's how she was involved through our invitation. So it came together really well, and we're hoping that this is the first of an annual event, and the energy will continue, and that the water that's coming down today will help the seeds sprout. So it's a good thing.
Yeah, also it was important to keep the essence of the spiritual connection with the earth and the art and the music together. A lot of environmental festivals deal with the environmental causes. What we want to look at is that the connection between us and the earth, which is total. There's no separation. We are the earth. There's no separation. The earth isn't this thing. It is us. And we wanted to keep that unity, that connection.
The spiritual vibe, very important. Indigo was to do a labyrinth. Indigo, and she's in Hawaii right now, so she's here with us in spirit.
So were you involved in selecting this location for the festival?
Mm-hmm. It was presented to us, and we thought it was perfect, because it's a very healthy vibration on the island. It's surrounded by water. It's just perfect.
Also, the island itself is a little gem within the city, and considering what its history is and what its past is, if this gem could be here, considering what it was, then everything is possible.
Yeah, because what was it originally?
They used it for everything from slaughterhouse to industrial, and it's almost a history of Pittsburgh itself, a microcosm of Pittsburgh itself. And here we are as artists and musicians celebrating on it.
Environmentalist and spiritualist.
Yeah.
Good.
Good.